Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ISIS Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we're looking at the issue for August 13th to August 26th with a cover story looking at financial results in Europe. The flood of bad news from Europe is cutting into business confidence, and recent second quarter financial results for chemical companies exposed to the region were hit as Eurozone leaders continue in their failure to act decisively, and the UK and France both downgrade growth forecasts. More evidence is emerging of the drag on chemical sector financial results, especially those with large businesses in this region. The continual storm of bad macroeconomic news is now affecting financial results. Then the latest issue examines the state of mergers and acquisitions, or M&A. Although some investment bankers recently describe the chemical M&A market as, quote, healthy and robust, and said that there is no indication of valuation slipping yet, unquote, our observations and data show otherwise, as a number of the core drivers of a strong M&A market have weakened. Worldwide chemical M&A in dollar terms was down by 76% in the first half of 2012 to $9.6 billion, compared with $40 billion in the first half of 2011. On an annualized basis, M&A activity in 2012 is $19 billion, lower than the last trough and well off last year's total of $82 billion. This is a reflection of both a lower number of deals and very few large deals. Read ISIS Chemical Business to find out more. Also in this issue, we have the finalists for the ISIS Innovation Awards. Now in its ninth year and sponsored overall by silicone technology specialist Dow Corning, the awards are designed to highlight the very best in innovation in the chemical sector. As the Olympics excitement subsides, ISIS brings you more competitive interest with the shortlist for the ISIS Innovation Awards 2012. 14 innovations are in the running in 5 categories. Which ones would you back to win? Results will be revealed in October. Then the latest issue visits Capitol Hill and the renewable fuel standard. The U.S. ethanol industry and ethanol market participants have come out in full force against recent moves in Washington to adjust the country's ethanol fuel mandate. The move by politicians comes as severe drought conditions have hurt corn crops estimates, driving prices to record highs, which have in turn trickled down to U.S. ethanol prices. The issue continues with the ISIS Monthly China Insight Update. China's ethylene capacity has expanded quickly, particularly during the last 2 years as a result of the government's stimulus package for the petrochemical industry, which started being implemented from May 2009. While this has capped ethylene imports to a low level, short-term trends point to an increase in the second half of 2012. Under the stimulus plan, the government planned to speed up the ongoing construction of 6 refineries and 8 crackers to have them on stream by 2011. China would have 20 refining bases, each with at least 10 million metric tons per year of capacity, and 10 crackers with the capacity of at least 1 million tons each 3 years from now. Then, in the weekly scheduled columns, it seems that it's worldwide wackiness for polyethylene. In North America, some tightness in the U.S. polyethylene market can be attributed to a backlog at resin bagging facilities, which cannot bag the material fast enough to keep up with increased export demand, sources reported. Polyethylene pellets are bagged before they are exported to foreign customers. Buyers, traders, and producers all agree the polyethylene market has experienced unusual tightness in recent weeks, brought on by strong demand in the domestic and export markets. Over the last 2 weeks, notes one broker active in the domestic and export markets, polyethylene has been generally, quote, tighter than I have seen it in the last 10 years, unquote. The broker added, we could get more product during a hurricane than we can get now. But in Europe, volatility pervades the polyethylene market. Europe's polyethylene buyers are vocal about risks to their packaging businesses from cost-driven price volatility in July and August, and are eager to take steps to ensure a relatively flat September, sources said. The price volatility in polyethylene was sparked by the 3-digit feedstock ethylene contract price movements in July and August, with producers moving polyethylene prices accordingly to secure good margins. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ISIS Chemical Business. Subscribe today!